High rent is forcing his woman to live in her car. So we haven't did a van life slash car life video where we see women and children living in their cars lately. So we want to go ahead and look at that. And then we're going to get y'all up out of here for a Saturday. And then we're going to revisit y'all on Monday. Make sure y'all tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. Let's get to it.
So if you guys are wondering why I started living in my car,
that's called being broke.
When I was really young, I started going through some foster homes. I was taken out of my biological home for some very bad abuse. And I went through several foster homes over and over and over again. And each one of them, I never had my own permanent place to live. And so when I finally did get my own apartment, 2020 hit, and I could no longer afford living there. Living in New Jersey, it has such a high rate for apartments to live. A $2,000 apartment is just...
One thing that I'd be trying to figure out is, how do y'all be so... how do these people that be living in a car, how do they be so chunky? How? Man, listen, if you got money, I understand if you wind up getting bigger or you getting a little bit chunky and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because access, all of that, you know, running it up. But if you don't have money, how do you get so big? And that's not the disser, because I just be trying to figure it out. And I'd also be trying to figure out, y'all not scared of somebody stealing y'all house? I mean, y'all car? Anyways, maybe they be stress eating.
I want to show you guys how I live in my car from day to day. So the first thing I want to show you guys is how I get in my car and I start my day. So at first, when I'm up and ready, I want to do my makeup and brush my teeth. So for my makeup, I grab this mirror out the side of the door, and I just stick it right in here. If I need extra light, I also have a light right here that I could just turn around and use. And then for my makeup, I have a little makeup bag I got for $1 from Goodwill that I could just zip down and put on my makeup. To brush my teeth, I always try to keep it simple. I keep everything in this middle drawer, and I keep my mouthwash
organized too.
I keep my toothbrush in here, and I use it, and I have my water that I rinse my toothbrush off with. Stick it back in when I'm done and tuck it away. So this is probably what you guys are wondering. I have a cat in the car with me.
Oh, no. Hold on. Bruh. We ain't even got... I see y'all asking the questions about the bathroom and all of that. How do y'all live with animals? Yo, we trying to figure out how to save ourselves before we can start to adopt cats and dogs and have pet hair in our car. How do y'all live with animals, man? Oh, Jesus, Lord.
How do I take care of my cat in such a small car? I have a litter box. I have some smell good baking soda. And as you all know what this is, the toilet. So,
That's nasty.
When I pull up to a car wash, it's a good area to have some privacy with this door here. And I just lift this up and I take my scoop and I scoop it. And it's the best way to do it if you want privacy. This toilet I could show on the other side, but I put it in the middle and I use that inside the vehicle when I need to. It comes in handy when you have IBS.
What the fuck is IBS, bro? What, can somebody in the chat tell me IBS? Oh, irritable bowel syndrome? Y'all ain't even have to tell me that in the chat. I figured that part out for myself. As a C student, I figured that out for myself. Oh, IBS. affects the stomach and the intestines called the gastrointestinal tract. Symptoms include cramping, abdominal pain, bloating, gas, diarrhea, or constipation. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's something you got to manage long term. I didn't know that. So you got the bubble guts, long story short. You got the bubble guts. You know what I think is funny? People that come over to your crib that ain't never been there before. Let's say you got some visitors or something like that, and they might have the bubble guts, and you know they're in the bathroom for a long time. And so what you do is set up, you know, if, like, for example, let's say you get a new crib and your cousins and them come over, and then they got the bubble guts, so they're going to go in the bathroom. So the first thing they're going to do is they're going to try to turn on the water because they don't want you to hear the bubble guts coming down. Because, you know, you can't help it. So, but it's still embarrassing for them because they don't want you to hear it. And so this is what you do. When you know that they're uncomfortable and they trying to, you know what I'm saying? They trying to mitigate the circumstances. You go and knock on the door. Hey, everything okay in there? get away from me. Hey, man, you all right? You need me to go to the store for you? You need some Pepto-Bismol? You need some Pepto-Bismol? You got the bubble guts? Don't worry about it. We got you, big dog. It's natural. It's natural. You got some spray in there? Oh, man.
Well, my shoes are kept down here. It's a good way to keep all storage away from the front, out of the way, out of sight. So in case you were wondering what kind of car this is a 2002 Chevy Cavalier that I bought on Facebook Marketplace for $1,000.
Get it, damn
this
girl.
Is a great car to buy. I feel like it's underrated. There's so many cars that are the Chevy Cavalier posted on Facebook Marketplace for such a cheap price, and there's nothing wrong with them. So people definitely overlook them. They're good cars, especially if you're in college. I originally had a schoolie, and it didn't go so well, so I just decided that it would be best for me to stay in my car and save up. Maybe in the future, I will get a schoolie of my dreams. But for right now, this definitely has been helping.
Oh, I guess she's saying an old school. I ain't know what a schoolie was.
So over here, this is where I sleep.
That's messed up.
I have just a random bag of storage with my extra makeup and hair products that I always stuff on the side. All my pillows and my blankets to keep warm.
She putting her blanket on top of the car. Now it's not.
I have
dirty
one
now.
Blackout for my window that I bought. The rest of them I made handmade with Reflectix and adhesive. And it was best for me to use it this way because I was trying to be cost effective. I've been living in this 02 Chevy Cavalier for the last 6 months, and it has been some cold, snowy nights here and there, and I have manifested quite greatly. It stays very warm in here because of the Reflectix, and because of how it's such a small area, I can turn on my car for maybe 15 minutes, put some blankets on. I have a warming blanket that I can use, and I plug that right into my power source, and I'm good for the entire night. I have woken up with snow on the windshield, And it was such a beautiful sight to just get out and see snow everywhere and then get in your car and be all cozy and watch it snowing.
So what you guys might find interesting is I actually built the platform for my bed. It was a free piece of plywood that I got from Lowe's. It comes in between the flooring when they come in for shipment. So it was the exact size needed, which was 4x5. I bought L brackets and screwed them in with a 2x4 that I had.
See what's going to happen when y'all ain't got no man? No, y'all want to be independent? Y'all want to be independent like Neo? You want to get up under Anton from Anton Daniels covering? I'm going to make sure that you get treated well. You ain't going to never have to live in your car, baby.
Cut by Lowe's. I didn't connect it near the base. I just laid.
A lot of these people just get used to living like this. I don't even think that this is something that they want to do or that's originally a part of the plan. I think that a lot of people, once they get used to living like this, they just never move out and they just never start doing anything different because it's just a part of their lifestyle now. It's crazy.
On top near my trunk. And then I bought $12 foam to go on top, which was a twin size. And then I just cover it with a blanket.
I'm not living in my car.
So I can't feel this at all. It's very comfortable once I have the padding on there.
Listen, you know how I know that I can't live in a car? I remember very, very, very early in my marriage. It had to be 2025. No, not 2025. It had to be like 2005, 2006. And me and Rita had got into it. And I was like... we had got into it or whatever, you know, and I was like, you know what? I ain't got time for this. You know what I'm saying? I'll leave you be. I'm out. I'm about to go get a hotel room. So I knew I had to go to work in like 4 or 5 hours or whatever because we had been arguing that night. And this is before we had, you know what I'm saying, before I realized, you know what? Ain't nobody about to be arguing. I ain't got time for this. We just gonna live life good, right? So I had like 4 or 5 hours before I had to go to work. And I was like, damn, it don't make no sense for me to actually go and get no hotel room. I'ma just take a night off and just knock out in the car. Man, it was so cold in that car. I was in that car for about maybe 17, 18 minutes. Man, I got about that car. I was like, hey, listen, we ain't gonna be fighting because I'm not even about to be in these streets. She thought that shit was so hilarious. She thought that it was so funny that I decided that I was not about to go and get no hotel room or B, sleep in no car. I was like, listen, before I sleep in a car, you gonna sleep in a car. And she was like, I'm not sleeping in no car. I'm not getting a hotel room. I was like, well, we just gonna have to figure this shit out and work it out because I'm not leaving out of this bed. Bro, 17, 18 minutes. You know, I was tough at first. Like, we'll see how she feel about herself. Man, I came back in that house. She was like, I was like, oh, she just sleeping good, huh? She wasn't worried about me in these streets, seeing where I was going to go. Woke her punk ass up. I was like, hey, what you doing? She's like, oh, I thought you was leaving. I'm not leaving the bed that I paid for. All of that tough shit went out the window. Mm-mm. Nope. That's when I knew that I was going to be married forever. I said, listen, I'm not making no adjustments. I'm not living different. I know y'all be tough and shit. And y'all be like, listen, I'm about to go forget her. Mm-mm. Come on home. We're going to work this junk out. We're going to figure it out. It's too cold outside in these streets.
Ended up using the carpet that came from my trunk and just laid it down over where the seats used to be.
And I remember one time she left me. I never told y'all that story. Let me tell y'all that story real quick because it's on Saturday. This is a little bit later because I had made up in my mind that I'm not going anywhere. And so we had got into it and she was like, that's all right. I'm a leave. I need to take me some time to myself. It's probably about 2006 or something like that, right? Probably about 18 years ago. So she goes, she jump in the car. She goes around a corner. She park and then she come back. She was like, I seen some guys walking down the street with some hoodies on. I just decided to come back home. I said, yeah, get your punk ass in that room and take them panties off. gonna go around the corner, park, and then come back home. I was like, ah, I thought you was going somewhere. She's like, oh, I see some guys walking down the street. I decided to just go ahead and come back home. I was like, yeah, that's cool. Go ahead, take them panties off, get in the bed. I'll be in there in a minute, you know what I'm saying, to rechristen things. My chick ain't stupid. She was like, yeah, I tried to be an independent woman. I drove around the block and came right back home. I said, yo, this is the honest to God truth, man. Let me continue.
Now I have extra storage for my cooler, my oils, and my tire inflator, and of course my cat who's hiding way back there. So let me show you how I get in. Normally I'm in the vehicle already, so I have my shoes off. I kind of move things around as I'm getting back there in a small confined space. You got to work with what you have. Even though I have to move things around, it's not stressful at all. I climb in. I climb in and get comfy and lay down. At first,
hell no, you sleeping in the trunk.
That I wasn't gonna have room, but it's actually very comfortable. I can twist and turn without being interrupted by this bar up top. At night when I close the door, I put my pillows on the side and it almost insulates the vehicle more, and it also creates more of like a comfy environment.
I don't know why y'all want to do this to y'all.
When it snowed, I laid like this and I had my blanket over me, and it was very calm and serene. When it was cold in here, I had the Reflectix up, and that would help a lot with the coldness coming through the doors. In the summertime, it's been getting a little hot, and I use this USB fan, which is very helpful.
Man, anyway, shout out to all the ladies sleeping in the trunk. Shout out to all of the ladies sleeping in the trunk. Y'all know who y'all are out here in these streets. It's insane, bro. I'm not sleeping in no trunks. I'm better than this. I didn't work too hard in my life to be sleeping in a trunk. Y'all on your own as a result of that. Oh, look at the couple out there walking down the street. Anyways, enough is enough. Dang, I said that we was only going to do an hour and a half, up to an hour and a half. We wound up getting up to an hour and 50 minutes. Anyways, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I think that y'all are the greatest audience on earth. Let me read some.